Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio.
And online at SBNationLive.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Here we are, Hour 2, SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Alyssa Walker-Campbell along with you. And before we get underway with all of our amazing guests in Hour 2, we're going to pop the mic one more time. Let's welcome back to the program Brendan Riley, our producer. Give him a follow at Twitter at Brendan Riley _. And in Hour 1, Brendan, we were talking about Joe Burrow. He wins the Heisman Trophy in that landslide victory. You were obviously very touched, moved by his speech. He is such a great story. So let's talk about what the future holds for Joe Burrow. Are you sold on him? What do you think his future is going to be like?
I definitely like him as a pro prospect. I don't know yet. I'm not willing to go all in on him being a franchise changer type of guy. My one concern being I don't know how there the deep ball is, and the league is moving towards deep balls, you know, guys who can throw it down the field. That being said, he's got special pocket presence for a college quarterback. He might be better than guys already playing at a high level in the NFL. And I feel comfortable that at the very least, even if he's not a franchise changer, he's a guy you can rely on at quarterback at the next level.
What team do you see him maybe fitting into? I mean, what would be a really nice situation for him?
It's hard to answer that question because I can't imagine any scenario where he goes anywhere but Cincinnati. The Bengals are going to have the first pick. The Bengals need a quarterback. Joe Burrow is clearly quarterback one in this draft. It's really hard to see Joe Burrow going anywhere but Cincinnati.
Okay, let's move ahead. We're going to talk some NFL now. Brendan Riley with us tonight, SB Nation Radio, helping us kick off Hour 2. Always does a great job, provides some great perspective. And we got to talk about my Cowboys. A big game between the Cowboys and the Eagles. How do you see this ultimately playing out?
Oh, man, I think they both suck.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
The Cowboys were impressive last week against a Rams team that had seemed to be figuring it out. The Eagles are one wide receiver injury away from giving you a call to play. I think the Cowboys are the better team, but I'm not willing to go all in on either of these teams. I don't think either of them has a chance once they get into the playoffs, because that's basically what they're playing for here.
We're going to continue this conversation because Dallas Cowboy Great is going to be with us in Hour 2. Cliff Harris, much more coming your way. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, it's Friday night. Welcome back, SB Nation Radio, the next generation of sports radio, the Big E Sports Show. Hey, we love hearing from you. You can join us at eRadio Sports Info, eradiosports.com, and podcastarena.com. Always got to take time to pause and recognize the folks that make it happen. And it is time to prepare for road trips, right? Winter is here. So before your travel begins, visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simple preventative maintenance before you go will ensure a safe journey. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts. It's better prices every day. Well, I know in Hour 1, we were already inside the ropes visiting with PGA Pro. That is Larry Miller. And we're going to continue that conversation as we go back inside the ropes. And I'm going to introduce to all of you tonight my new friend. He is an amazing PGA professional, a corporate golf instructor that I met last week at the President's Cup at the Fan Village at Royal Melbourne Golf Club. So Merry Christmas to Brent German, who is a PGA golf professional. And you can check him out at BrentGermanCorporateGolf.com. Good evening, Brent. Nice to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa. Good to chat again.
It's great to have you on the program. So first of all, we got to pull back the curtain. Let's talk about how we met. Here we are. We're at the President's Cup, and they have this fan village, and it's kind of the central hub of, you know, just all this activity. They've got a kids' headquarters. They've got a fan shop, which was a very dangerous place to go. And you can drop a lot of coins there. And then they had this interactive zone where they had hitting bays, a wedge area, simulators. And then you could go inside and do some putting. And I had walked by several times by the hitting bays. And my youngest son, Eli, and my husband were with me. They're like, oh, you should go get a swing lesson. I'm like, oh, no, there's too many people around. And I didn't, you know, my youngest son's a golfer. I don't want him to see a nasty swing. But on the final day, we kind of sashayed by, and I'm like, looked over my shoulder to the left and I'm right, and like, no one's around. So, you know, signed up, and that's where I met Coach Brent German. And I hope I was a good student. You taught me how to shake hands. So it was all good, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Then Justin Leonard appeared, and then you said, I'm nervous. And I said, what about you? How about me? Just stop laughing.
Well, for sure, we're in the middle of this lesson. We're about 10 minutes in, and who walks up but Justin Leonard and his wife Amanda and their five kids. Of course, Justin Leonard served as the captain for the Junior President's Cup, and you looked at me and you go, is that Justin Leonard? And I said, true, it is. And you know, I thought Justin and his wife, Amanda, I thought they'd just stop by for a moment and, you know, they'd say a quick hello. But, oh, no, Justin, they just kind of parked and they wanted to watch me swing. And then Justin's kind of teasing. He's going, hey, swing, better, better, swing. So, and my husband got, my husband got a real kick out of all this. But it was a lot of fun, for sure. So let's talk about, I'm going on and on here, but Brent, let's talk about the President's Cup, because it was really cool. You know, even being there, you know, at those hitting bays, I mean, I'm sure that you had an opportunity to interact with some really cool fans and meet some pretty amazing folks, even like Justin Leonard, right?
Yeah, so I met a few people there. It's good fun coaching, but I tell you what, 5 hours straight, and then about 30 lessons in 5 hours. I got home after that. It was about 2:30. I had a nap for about 20 minutes. So it's very hardcore, but I really enjoyed it. It was good fun.
Well, give us, Brent, your takeaways from Team USA. They come from behind for this win, and it was, you know, on paper, you know, some had talked about this was going to be a complete mismatch, but how about USA, how that momentum, you know, it shifted, and Tiger certainly set the tone in that final round against Abraham Ancer.
Yeah, he did really well. Quite funny, because I went to the President's Cup when it was last at Royal Melbourne, and the crowds weren't noisy at all last time around. I think it was about 8 years ago. And this time around, I've never been to a golf event, and I've been to majors as well, US Masters and British Open. I've been to majors where it hasn't been that noisy. So I'd actually go to a golf event where it's noisy and the crowds are going off, but it was quite funny because it was pro-international team, and no one was going for the USA, so it was sort of weird. But on the last day, when internationals were renamed, we'd lost, the crowd was so quiet. You could have dropped a pin, you could have heard it. It was just amazing when USA took the stranglehold on the game. But yeah, it was a great result by the USA, and I congratulate Tiger, the captain of the team. If I was going to offer any advice to the international team, I thought about this yesterday. What would we do if the international team was going to win? I would have got Jeff Ogilvy to caddy for someone. He grew up around the corner. He lives just around the corner from the Royal Melbourne Golf Course. He knows the greens. So I believe Royal Melbourne is all about reading the greens. And if he caddied for someone, I reckon there's a couple of shots per round right there. Great win by the USA. And it was really, the crowd was pro-international. But I noticed on the range on the Sunday before, all the Americans had teed off. They sort of stayed together. They pumped each other up. And they did really well. And the crowd went cheering for them. So it was a great win mentally as well for the USA team.
You're listening to The Voice, Brent German. He is a corporate golf coach, PGA professional down in the land down under. That's right, in Melbourne, Australia, who is with us tonight, SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can check Brent out, Brent German, corporategolf.com. And it sounds like listening to you that what you're going to remember the most was the fans.
On the final day, it was really, really noisy in the morning. But as soon as the fans knew that USA had won, you could have dropped the pin in there. It was so quiet. It was just such a big change in the crowd noise. But it was a great environment to be involved with. Royal Melbourne, as Greg Norman said, his favourite course, one of his favourite courses in the world. So the stage was there. At an elite golf course, perfect venue, crowds as well. So good win by USA. I'm sure they went to the Crown afterwards and enjoyed their night. And, yeah.
Well, Tiger at 43, and that's what I was going to ask you, is, you know, what were your expectations of him, you know, and being in this dual role as far as, I mean, he was the first playing captain since Hale Irwin in 1994. Oh. So, I mean, I thought he handled it beautifully and certainly was an inspiring leader for the Americans.
Yeah, I think that Tiger's an inspiring leader for everyone in world golf. So, and did a great job captaining the team. I would have loved to, just for the game of golf itself worldwide, would have loved to see him play at least half of Saturday.
Right. Share a little bit more as far as with Royal Melbourne. Obviously, my takeaways was just how visually breathtaking it is. This is a golf course with my son playing in it. You know, there was a lot of talk about just, you know, it could quickly overwhelm you. And so it definitely is a big boys course. It's pretty special, right? I mean, those greens, they're fast and they are firm.
Yeah, they're fast and they're firm, and what I tell people, it looks wide off the tee, the greens are big, but they, what I call them, they got elephants buried under the greens. So there can be borrow there you can't even see. So one of the guys, Neiman, on the last day, on the fourth hole, and I've played it from his pin was tucked left, he was 35 feet away. I said to my mate Bernard, I said, watch this, there's going to be the 3 or 4 putt here. The putt from there is impossible. Sure enough, 4 putts. They're just so tricky. I've been to Augusta, and I still think the greens are probably a little bit trickier. Look, I've played Augusta, but I still think the greens are a little bit trickier at Royal Melbourne because there's a borough there you just can't see. So,
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I love Royal Melbourne.
We're running out of time. Brent German is with us. He's a corporate golf coach, PGA professional. Brent German, corporategolf.com. Hey, if our listeners, they go to your website, what are they going to find, Brent?
Oh, they find that I can bring teams together. So you've got a corporate business. I can coach some golf, but I can bring teams together. So if you've got people at work who are struggling to work together to create a good result in business, I can bring teams together with that. Plus also coach people who want to get more consistent at golf and hit the ball longer and lower their score. So a bit of diversity there, but there's things I can do.
Absolutely. We all want to hit the ball farther. So private one-on-one golf coaching at the office or on the range. And that is Brent German, right. Corporate golf coach, PGA professional, Brent German, corporate golf. .com. Brent, true pleasure having you on the program tonight. And who knows, next time we'll be down in the land down under. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lisa. Appreciate it.
Of course. Much more coming your way. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Come back to Hour 2.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, Friday night, welcome back. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. It is the most wonderful time of the year. Always have to take time to pause and recognize the folks that make it happen here at SB Nation Radio, and that is O'Reilly Auto Parts. They will help make your auto repair, maintenance, and restoration projects easier. So when your car isn't stopping like it used to, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the brake parts and supplies you need to do the job right the first time. Now for a limited time, save 15% when you buy a set of Brake Best pads and 2 Brake Best rotors. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. As promised before the break, I said we're going to power down a bit. We're going to take time for a book review, and we have selected a dandy. It is titled Running With My Head Down, an entrepreneur's story of passion, perseverance, and purpose. And we are so delighted to have with us the founder of I-9 Sports, the largest youth sports franchise company in the U.S. And this is Frank's book. Frank Fiume is with us. Good evening, Frank. Thank you so much for joining us at the next generation of sports radio.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
It's good to have you on. And before we take a deep dive into your book, because it really is a read of inspiration, it was just released this past fall. Why don't you share with us, you know, I just mentioned you're the founder of I-9 Sports. What is I-9 Sports and how many locations do you guys have across the country?
So I-9 Sports, as you mentioned, it's the leading sports franchise. It's a league for kids. It's a youth sports league that we do flag football, soccer, t-ball, basketball, volleyball, and lacrosse leagues. We have 900 plus, almost 1,000 locations nationwide in 30 states, and it is a franchise organization. So it is a an organization that I created back in 2003 just because out of passion for sports. I was one of those kids growing up that was a huge sports fan, baseball fan in particular, and when And I was in medical sales after college. I was not passionate in it at all. I was unfulfilled, and I always had this passion for sports. I wanted to do something, and I stumbled on running an adult men's softball league, and which later converted. Later, I started running youth sports and then franchised the concept, and that's how On End Sports was born so many years ago.
Well, it's an inspiring journey. I'm excited to share, you know, what all you went through to get to this point, Frank, with our audience and our listeners tonight. But I have to think, you know, as a sports mom, I mean, youth sports is a big-time business. How is I-9 Sports different than other sports leagues?
Well, you know, interesting that, Alyssa, so many sports leagues. I know growing up as a kid, so many sports leagues always talk about being a program that is about good sportsmanship, right? It's always about, well, we're about good sportsmanship. Yet what do they tend to only reward kids on? Winning, right?
Right.
So it's sort of contradictory that you're saying that you're about good sportsmanship, yet you only reward for winning. And what I wanted for my league is I wanted to reward kids to learn how to win with grace and lose with dignity. I wanted to absolutely reward for good, healthy competition because, I mean, all kids play, of course. They want to have fun. They want to have fun with their friends, but they want to win. And I wanted to reward kids for winning, but I also wanted to reward them for exemplifying a value. And each week we have a different value that is age appropriate. So it could be like teamwork, could be leadership, humility. It really depends on the age. But our league is so different. Not just we're providing kids a great outlet to learn these life skills, but also we know that kids primarily play sports because they want to have fun. We wanted the sports programs to be safe, and we wanted them to be convenient for moms and dads' busy schedule. And so many leagues have these programs where, you know, you practice 3-4 nights a week leading up to the big game. That just doesn't work in our society today because of how busy we all are. So I wanted to make sure that our program was practicing games on the same day, which coincidentally is how really little kids learn. They need to practice something and then implement that skill right away, as opposed to, you know, learning something on a Wednesday and then trying to implement it on a Saturday. That doesn't really work for a 5-year-old, right?
Right.
So it's things like that. And also no fundraisers, no tryouts, no drafts. All the things that, as a parent, we all complain about. I wanted my program to be different.
Frank Fiume is with us tonight, SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. He is the founder of I-9 Sports, the largest youth sports franchise. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about, he has a new book that is out, just released this fall, Running With My Head Down, an entrepreneur's story of passion, perseverance, and purpose. So take us back, pull back the curtain, Frank. When did you figure out and pinpoint your passion? I mean, did you have a life-altering epiphany? I mean, how did this all come to be?
Well, one of the life-altering moment was when I was about 10 or 11 years old. I had a best friend who lived right behind us, so our backyards were kind of behind each other adjacent. And my buddy, he was a pitcher, and I'll never forget that his team made it to the championship of their little league. My team did not. I went to the championship game to watch him play, and his dad was one of these crazy parents, you know, the yelling kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen it.
And he was the coach. He was the manager of the team. He coached this little league team.
Right.
I'll never forget.
Okay.
My buddy's dad brought his son in to pitch in the bottom of the 9th inning. With the bases loaded, and brought him into pitch, and he walked in the winning run to lose the championship.
Wow.
Now, how I was raised was play sports, you know, you have fun. I was super competitive, don't get me wrong. I would go through a wall to try to win, but I wasn't taught that it was a life or death experience. Was, you know, my sports experience wasn't that way. But when he walked in the winning run, I mean, he went running into the family car, locked the door, was crying. The dad was an absolute raving lunatic, yelling at him. When he finally let me and his dad in the car, that ride home was miserable. And this had a life-altering moment for me because I knew that if I ever did something, and I had so much passion for sports, I wanted it to be different. I knew what between right and wrong, and I knew that that was a wrong way of going about it. I was certainly never going to raise my kids that way.
So you think, I think of, you know, as you share the story about your friend, but for you personally, what was one of the most difficult and challenging events that helped you sharpen your focus and moved you into an unexpected direction?
Well, the direction for going into starting the sports leagues to get all together was probably, it was impacted by several things. I mean, probably the number one thing is I knew that I had to go in this direction. Like, I was felt drawn to getting involved in sports as a business. And I was not encouraged as a child to start my own business, per se. That, I don't come from a family of entrepreneurs. And I love my dad to death, but my dad's vision for me was to do sort of what he did, I think. And that was, you know, you work for a great company, you work 30 years, you retire, you get the pension, and that's you work towards retirement. And that was never part of me. I had much more of an entrepreneurial spirit. So we did butt heads, I think, the time I got out of college about really what I envisioned.
The title of the book is Running With My Head Down, an entrepreneur's story of passion, perseverance, and purpose. Founder of I-9 Sports, Frank Fiume, is with us tonight, SB Nation Radio. So what was your driving appetite for success? What kept you going?
What kept me going is, I don't know, this may sound really weird, but I thought from the very beginning when I was going to start running my adult men's softball league, like, I knew that people weren't really running this business, and I felt like I saw something that people didn't see. And it was almost like my obligation, I like to say entitled in a very positive way. When you feel entitled to success, I think is when you're working so hard that you're willing to outwork everybody and anybody and do whatever it takes. And I sort of had this obligation, I felt, because I felt like I had this vision that other people weren't seeing when it came to running an adult men's softball league. I mean, who knew that you can turn it into a multi-million dollar business? And then when I wanted to start a kids sports program here in Florida in the Tampa Bay area, I wanted to start running flag football because I knew that this was something that was a trend that was going to build. And I had read enough to know that the NFL was behind trying to raise awareness about football throughout the communities to try to get more people involved. And I saw this as a great opportunity. And everybody I talked to told me it would never work. And they said the reason why it won't work is because here in Florida, they play real football. They play tackle football. They're never going to play. So it was always doubters and naysayers. And look, flag football for us, I got 100 kids my first season. I got 600 the next season. And then we franchised it a few years later. And now we have over 300,000 kids just this year alone playing our sports programs. We've had over 2 million kids playing in our league since 2003. So, you know, you just have to keep – you have to have that inner drive for sure and the hunger to know that you're doing it with a reason. You know why you're in business. You know, what is your why? And be driven to achieve the goal with bringing a great team around you, because you can't get to the top of the mountain by yourself.
That's right. Hey, we are running out of time. Frank Fiume is with us tonight, SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, founder of I-9 Sports. We are shining the spotlight on his new book. It is so inspiring. Go out and get a copy. Perfect for the holidays. Put it in that stocking. It is titled Running With My Head Down, an entrepreneur's story of passion, perseverance, and purpose. And I tell you what, I put a paperclip on page number 5 because I love what you share, that no matter what my deficiencies, I compensated for them by expecting more from myself than anyone could ever possibly expect from me. The high standard I set for myself became my greatest asset. I wasn't afraid to fail because I was so hungry to succeed. That speaks volumes. That says so much. And you know, the other thing too, Frank, is you have lived a life of no regrets. And I love that. And your wife has been very, very supportive of your career. And look at you now. You're at the top of the mountain.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I could not have gotten there without many people around me, and my wife has been a huge part of my life.
Yes.
And the biggest supporter, the number one fan. And I tell everybody that you need to have that support. And my wife has always believed in me, and I love her to death, and we've been together for almost 25 years now.
That's beautiful. Hey, just my last question. Got about 30 seconds. How do you find balance? Because your family is, you talk about your family so much throughout the book. How do you manage it all?
Oh, gosh. Okay, I had no balance in the early years. I was all work.
Right, I know.
But here's the thing, though.
Okay, talk to me, Frank.
It comes back to my wife, Nadine. Nadine uh-huh. and I had this, we had this understanding that we need to try to have this balance, and we only have a short amount of time where your kids are little. And she would call me up and say, honey, it's time to come home. I know you can get back on the computer after the kids go to bed, but, mm-hmm. you know, dinner and bath time and play time, that was a real period of time where a certain number of hours that I had to dedicate to my family. And I so appreciate that she instilled that in me, because I can look back at the memories now that I did spend the time with the kids and with her. And vacation time. And you have to have that realization and support at home to know what's really important in your life, because you don't want to look back and have a life with no regret.
Absolutely. Okay, the title of the book, Running With My Head Down, an entrepreneur's story of passion, perseverance, and purpose. The great Frank Fiume is with us, the founder of I9 Sports. A true pleasure. Frank, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, my friend.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate it.
Of course. Much more coming your way. The fastest 2 hours in radio. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Come on back.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, it is Friday night. Welcome back, SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. A lot of fun tonight. We love hearing from you. Twitter, at eRadio Sports. Info, eradiosports.com and podcastarena.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, they will help make your auto repair, maintenance, and restoration projects easier. So when your car isn't stopping like it used to, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the brake parts and supplies you need to do the job right the first time. Now, for a limited time, you can save 15% when you buy a set of brake best pads and 2 brake best rotors. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. We've been talking a lot about the NFL, and right now we are going to completely zero in on the Dallas Cowboys. They are 7-7, first in the NFC East, and they are coming off a very impressive win against the Rams. And we are so delighted to have back with us, that is Dallas Cowboy great. He is one of my all-time favorite guests. Cliff is with us tonight on SB Nation Radio. Good evening, Cliff. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Alyssa. Thank you very much. It's always really good to hear from you. I enjoy visiting with you every time we talk.
Absolutely. Well, let's get right to it. So what did we learn about the Cowboys after that win against the Rams? Because this has been a team, you know, as I step back and kind of evaluate the season, how it has played out, it's just been kind of weird. I mean, they're up or down. What's going on?
You know, I think every team can beat every other team in the NFL. I mean, that's just a given. I think the difference is, you know, they're so talented today in so many different areas. And the major difference is the emotional aspect of that game and the leadership that goes in and getting the team ready and thinking them. They're wanting to win worse than the other team, and I think that is such a hard to define and hard to get there element of pro football, but it's definitely the biggest factor, and particularly in the playoffs and when you start, the Super Bowl is all about that. You know,
absolutely. Well, you think about the emotional element, and it's very meaningful. When we talk about the Cowboys and the Eagles this weekend, I mean, this is a game that will essentially serve as the NFC East championship game. Both these teams being 7-7, a lot is on the line. What are you looking forward to the most?
Oh, my gosh. It's just so much fun. I mean, these are the games that I always enjoy playing the most.
Yeah.
The ones particularly, I loved RFK, and playing in Philly was also a great place to play, particularly that when there was something on the line. It seemed that we had more think times during our era on the line with the Redskins than the Eagles. I had a fan group that held a Cliff Harris fan up there.
Uh-huh.
That won.
Did
I think
you really?
Great people up there.
Uh-huh.
But this is going to be, you know, a battle. I'm hoping that Dak is healthy. That's the
yep.
thing. I know that in one of the games, that like the Chicago game, I don't think he was as on. I think he hurt his thumb or something, and we never really talked about it. He wasn't really passing very accurately. Last week, he was better, and I like him. I'm for him. He's a big winner. But, man, the defense has got to do what they've got to do and do what they did last week and get themselves up. I mean, Sean Lee's amazing. He's a great leader. I wish
yes.
he were younger and healthier. And he can be an inspiration to that team. And his kind of mentality is what helps you win, is guys like that.
Absolutely. Dallas Cowboy great, Captain Crash, back with us. Cliff Harris tonight played for Tom Landry from 70-79. Did you know he was selected for the Pro Bowl 6 times, named All-Pro 4 times, played in a total of 5 Super Bowls, and inducted into the Cowboys Ring of Honor in 2004? Okay, you were just talking about Dak, Cliff. This is obviously the biggest game of the year, but what does your gut tell you? I mean, you think he's going to be ready to go on Sunday? Will he play?
Well, I mean, that's where, you know, it's so interesting. You know, everybody talks about so much with professional teams and the guys that know, whether it's the, they talk about the coaches or the weight program or the injuries, the guys that know or the only ones that know are inside that, that locker room. And, you know, I'm hoping that that he's going to be able to play. I know that he is the main factor, other than the defense coming alive, and he is the main factor over Zeke that is going to be a component in big component in winning this game.
Absolutely. Well, you have to wonder. I mean, can the Cowboys beat the Eagles with Dak battling through an injury? I mean, Jason Garrett said it himself. You know, it's hard for him to even function right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of games being played so many times, and you know, and what makes a defense insecure is the uncertainty of a quarterback. Sometimes when you have a quarterback hurt or you have a second quarterback that's going to come in and he's different than your statistical analysis that you've been using for the, you know, the last week and the last of the rest of the year, and all of a sudden you've got somebody new coming in, it's harder on the defense. But and I think that keeps just an edge on that. They may be trying to keep an edge on the Eagles to try to leave some uncertainty in the air.
Okay, so if it is true, though, I mean, that he really is, you know, he's having a hard time with this injury. I mean, take us back to your playing days with the Cowboys. How did you play through adversity and through injuries?
You know, there was, when you're injured, I hate to even say this these days, you have to just shut it off and do the very best you can and not think about the pain and mm-hmm. let your, you know, the physical components carry you. So you play through the pain, and if you're really injured, then if you are injured to a point where it inhibits your play, that's a problem, you know. But if you can play through that pain, and you know, I've had broken ribs, and I've had, you know, ankle sprains and broken thumbs and things like that, and you just got to be able to get through that.
You are listening to the familiar voice, Dallas Cowboy great, we love him, Cliff Harris, back with us, SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. So talk to me about this. I mean, will this weekend's game against the Eagles make or break Dak's big contract? What should we know? Come on, Cliff.
That's a really good question, Alyssa. That's one that there's one guy that knows that for sure, and that's, you know, he's behind that big tower out there and up north up here at Jerry Jones. So, you know, there are so many different elements, like, I mean, that that Jerry is looking at, I'm sure, being the brilliant guy that he is. You know, you're looking at your head coach, you're looking at your offensive coordinator, you're looking at your quarterback, you're looking at your, goodness gracious, your offensive line, are they doing the job? And, or is it, you know, is it your quarterback? I really do, and I've been a supporter of Dak all along, mm-hmm. and Dak all along. Dak all along. Big supporter of him all along, and I know that he has the internal mechanisms to win, and he's a leader, and he brings guys up. I think that just my analysis as a former free safety that analyzed and knew quarterbacks, and that was my job, is that I think that he gets overhyped. I mean, if it was me and I was the quarterback coach, I would say, make sure you calm down, you know, because mm-hmm. what you can see him overthrow passes and I'd try to get him to calm down before the game. And boy, he looked like he was really calm and under control last week.
Oh, yeah.
and motivated the team. And if you could get that same Dak out there again, then you'd win hands down.
Okay, so the Cowboys are 7-7. I mean, just overall, give us your assessment of the kind of season that Dak has had. I mean, because you hear talk on both sides, hey, if the Cowboys, if they sign Dak to this long-term, you know, a contract, this long-term deal, that they're going to regret this. I mean, what say you? I mean, is he going to be good for the long haul?
That's another, That's another good question. I can't disagree with that that criticism. He hasn't been consistent, but neither is the team. And you know, it's one thing to, I mean, who knows how this motivates these high-priced players that are big salary players with high expectations. So you take Zeke and you pay him the most of any running back in the league, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden, what does the offensive line think? Well, you know, okay, so you're going to do it, Zeke. We're going to do, you know, we don't have to block quite as hard. Well, all of a sudden, man, when teams play the Cowboys, they get up more for the Cowboys than they get up for any other team. I don't know why. It's always been mm-hmm. the case. And when you've got a guy like Zeke in that backfield, mm-hmm. that they're paying more. I mean, for me as a defensive player, they're paying more than any other running back in the league. Hey, I'm saying I'm going to stop this guy. You have extra motivation. Well, the thing that has to happen for the Cowboys, they have to match that extra motivation and get up higher. And I don't know that they're prepared for that. I don't know. I'm talking as an outsider again. I'm just observing like everybody else, like a fan. But it just seems to me that, when teams come in to play the Cowboys, they are going after them. And I just don't think that we match that intensity. I think that we think that sometimes last week it didn't happen, that we're better than we are, and we're just expected to win.
Who do you think has the edge this weekend when we talk about the Cowboys and the Eagles? Obviously, both of these teams are banged up. And, you know, ultimately, how do you see this thing playing out, Cliff?
Well, I like the Cowboys. I want them to win. And, you know, I think with the momentum they've got, and I think with the, you know, both teams' injuries, I mean, VanderSloot, wish he were playing. I think the key is going to be, you know, I really think the key, I hate to say this, but the key is going to be who's the healthiest at quarterback. I mean, is it going to be Dak? Is he going to be able to hit those passes and hit some of those passes and open up the running game that we need to have? I mean, if he's well, we'll win. That's my prediction.
Absolutely, and that's got to be a big concern for the Eagles when you talk about Elliott, because the Eagles in the past, they have had a hard time trying to slow him down. They struggle with him, and he has been dominant if you look at prior games.
Well, I mean, you know, you've got that. You've got that element, but you've also got, if you've got an injured quarterback, and they're saying, hey, you know, he can't throw the ball, so we're going to gear up and we're going to stop this run. Well, so it takes a balance, and you've got to have some kind of threat passing. Man, I can just remember this time of year, and I haven't seen the weather forecast, but boy,
right,
it gets cold in Philly. I can tell you. That's another element that you have to shut down in your mind. You just say, hey, 70 degrees outside, I'm going to play like in short sleeves. But that's a factor up there when that wind's blowing in Philly.
Our conversation continues with Dallas Cowboy great Cliff Harris after this quick break.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, welcome back. Hour 2, SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Right now, let's rejoin Dallas Cowboy great Cliff Harris. So I have to throw out here, Cliff, you know, the Cowboys have actually won 5 of their last 6 games at Philly and have had success. So obviously they just need to set the tone early. Give me a quick hit. You know, your expectations of Carson Wentz. I mean, this is obviously, I would say, is it safe to say maybe perhaps the biggest game of his career?
Probably. I mean, what you're going to have on the line, the opportunity for one of you guys to go to, I mean, they could go to the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. either one of these teams with a good, you know, we were, and one of the 5 that I played in, we were, you know, 5-5 one year in the early in the season and ended up going to Super Bowl and losing in the Super Bowl, but we ended up going. You know, Carson Wentz just, gosh, he's such a good player. You just, I mean, I like him, and I think that, you know, you just don't know. I mean, I'd like to have the Cowboys analysis sitting here in front of me, and I could tell you a lot more of Philadelphia's offense and everything that they ran and what they're doing, and I'd like to be able to look at it and say, oh, this is what they're doing. Oh, yeah. They got this and that. But because I don't, you know, I don't know the strengths and the weaknesses of their offense, but I do know that Carson Wentz, you get him on, he's a threat.
Absolutely.
You know?
Hey, listen, we're running out of time. Cliff Harris has been with us, Dallas Cowboy great, SB Nation Radio, as we close out our interview. Cliff, it's a very special time of year. Yes, Christmas, the holidays, but what on Christmas Eve, there's going to be a big announcement for the Cliff Harris Award. 150 yes. young men that have been nominated, D2, D3, and NAIA for this very special award. Tell us quickly about it.
Yes, I will tell you, it's a great award to just bring recognition to small players across the United States. I played at Wichita Baptist, a D2 school.
All right.
And so this is school, get a little promo, and this is for the D2, D3, and NAIA Small Players of the Year. We've had all of the one, some come from each of the different divisions, and boy, we've had more nominees this year than we've ever have, and it's a great award. They get a big big trophy, a big bronze trophy of me hitting Harold Jackson and knocking him out, but you can't do anymore. So, but it's going to be good, and I'm really excited. There's a lot of great players, and we're excited to have it announced on Christmas Eve.
It's going to be very exciting. Cliff, always a true pleasure to have you on our program. Merry Christmas, happy holidays.
Thank you,
Hey, we'll talk again. Maybe we'll talk in the Cowboys. Our Cowboys will be in the Super Bowl, right? We got to believe
it. Yeah, go Cowboys. Go Cowboys. Beat Philly.
Oh, there you go. Of course, this is Cliff Harris joining us tonight, SB Nation Radio. As a reminder, don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show. So long, everybody.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.